This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good gloomy Thursday, friends. It is the Chris and Amy Show. You've got us for 3 hours today. And then at 1 o'clock, or excuse me, at 12 o'clock, until 1 o'clock, it is the Gas House Gang with me. Bernie Miklas will join me on that show today. 314-436-7900 is the number that you can call and text. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. We got a couple of pretty good ones yesterday. AUDACY is how you spell it. Find it on your Google store or your Apple store or whatever they call it over with you Apple people, and you can put it on your phone. Also, we are streaming live if you want to watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Hello.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
We have a date. The Blues will begin the playoffs on Saturday.
Wow.
In Winnipeg. It'll be a 5 o'clock start.
Playoff hockey, baby.
They're in. We knew they were in, but now we know when they'll start.
That's exciting. Cannot wait for Saturday.
Nervous.
I am also thrilled to death. Kudos to Parkway School District. They are banning student cell phone use in school. The policy will begin at the start of next school year. Yes, I hope more schools follow Parkway's lead.
And the Cardinals beat the Astros yesterday to win the series against Houston. They will get started in New York against the Mets tonight. We have the first pitch at 6:10, a 5:15 Matt Pauly pregame show. Matt joins the show at 10 o'clock today. We will talk to him. We've got Major Garrett at 10:30, Gary Jennings with the St. Louis Battlehawks at 11, and we'll be giving away Battlehawks tickets today. You have to be listening for your opportunity to win those free tickets. So, as Amy mentioned, the Parkway School District has made a decision. They have gotten together, and they have decided to ban cell phones throughout the district. In elementary and middle schools, students will be barred from using the cell phones and other devices like Apple Watches, smart watches, during school hours. In high school, they will be banned from using them in class. Students still can have access to them before school, during periods, at lunch, and after school. And of course, they can have access to them in case of an emergency. But
yeah, which is plenty of access. It's basically eliminating the phone use during class, which, yes, was happening. We know. I'm talking about Parkway here, but all schools as well. The kids were on their phone during class. Sometimes you're watching a movie. Sometimes you're texting. Sometimes you're on social media. And did you know if you are in class, let's say you're even trying your best, you're focusing on what the teacher's saying, you're taking notes, even glancing at your phone for a second, data shows that it will distract a student on average 20 minutes. It takes you 20 minutes to get back in the groove of studying if you look at your phone for even a second. I am so on board with banning cell phones in schools, specifically in classrooms. I'd be fine with them being banned all day long, which some schools have done. And there was a school in California, I believe it was, that had its first class graduate last year. Its first class that had from freshman to senior year, no phones in school. They not only outperformed their peers where phones are allowed in school, but the kids reported talking to each other during lunch hour, becoming more social, expanding their friend groups, having less pressure, that pull of the phone, which is always keeping your brain stimulated. I am so glad that Parkway is doing this, and I hope more and more schools follow suit.
So I know
across the country, the
research is still pretty early, and they'll continue to do it. Just how much damage smartphones are doing, not just to kids but to adults too. I think it affects all of us in multiple ways, negative ways. There are uses. Clearly, there are uses. You can get a lot of business done with your phone, with a smartphone. You can do a lot, but it can also distract you to the point where in some cases you're just sort of mindless, right? Like you go through your day a little mindless. So the research, I think, will continue to play that out. From a student's perspective, I understand probably hating this because you're not used to anything else. You're not used to putting the phone down for 5 hours. You just don't do it. You have it in your hand at all times, and you could check it whenever you want. And that's the life that they have lived this entire time, and now the school's telling them they can't do this anymore. However, I'm trying to put myself in their position. It's very difficult to do because I'm a grown-ass man. But I think that if I were to be in their position, I would probably feel like, okay, as long as everybody else has to do this, then
that's
I can
it.
Deal with it. It would be one thing if you're in school and you've got 25 classmates with you and all of them have their phones out, but you can't have yours. Then there's some serious FOMO that's happening.
Well, we know this. We talked to a couple of students from Parkway Central, actually, who said they feel trapped by their phones because they don't even have phone numbers and contact lists in their phone. Everything is social media. They interact through Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok. And they said, if they could snap their fingers and make phones go away for everyone, they could. But right now, if you are one child who decides not to use their phones, you're going to be effectively ostracized because you can't interact with your peers. And again, to me, that's kids crying out for help, saying, somebody help us. We're trapped by use of our phones. Not only the addicted qualities of it, which we've seen designed. Intentionally designed
social media
to be social media to be addictive, but the way that kids interact now is through their smartphones, and they need help. So I think the fact that it's all the kids all at once, right, not being able to bring their phones into schools, is hugely beneficial. It also gives your brain time to think because it is addictive. Social media, smartphones, to constantly look at your screen. Ranj, I think about what you told me. How many times have you been on Twitter, on your laptop, and then you grab your phone?
And check Twitter. Yeah.
Because it's like this.
It's an impulse.
Impulse that you have. Yeah. And so I am so grateful to help break this for kids. And with adults and parents will understand, because I interact with a lot of kids, high schoolers, parents, and have for years. Parents are exhausted because we, the human brain, was not meant to be this connected, this informed all the time. What do I mean by that? If you have two kids, three kids, four kids, and you're a parent, every grade has a little pop-up notification for every kid, for every class. Every missed assignment, a pop-up notification for every kid, every class. Every notification about football practice, baseball practice, soccer practice pops up a notification. If you're a parent, your phone is absolutely blowing up with the minutia of your kids' schools and sports details that, to be honest, you just don't need to know all the time. Maybe at the end of the day, you look at the inventory of what was done and what wasn't done. But that constant stimulation and being told, hey, carry this with you. Carry this project, this grade, that grade, this practice change, that practice change. Carry that information with you at all time is exhausting.
We're not supposed to be stimulated every second of every day.
No.
We're just not. And because there is a lot of value in doing nothing sometimes and just having time to think. And when you're constantly on a phone, whether even if you're an adult and you have a fully formed brain, it's still not good for you to consistently be looking for the next thing. And that's what I find myself doing. I end up spending way too much time on Instagram, stories. I don't do TikTok. A lot of the TikTok stuff finds its way to Instagram anyway. I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't need all the TikTok stuff. But I will notice that as I'm scrolling through the reels, and they're from people that I don't know, maybe sometimes it's somebody you follow, but what I've noticed is the content isn't especially good.
Mm-mm.
Like one out of every 20 is sort of entertaining, but the act of scrolling, it's like I'm looking for the next good one.
Yes.
It's like, all right, this one sucks. That one sucks. Give me a good one. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, scroll, stupid. Mm-hmm. This is pretty funny. Like, that's what I'm doing. It's not like you're blasted with all of this great content that's helping me in any way. It's not necessarily entertaining. It's like I'm addicted to finding the one good reel.
Yeah.
And so I keep scrolling until that reel shows up. That's so unhealthy. There's nothing good about that.
Might be Matt Pajeski who said he deleted Instagram or one of the social media apps off of his phone, but kept his account so you can access it on your laptop, right?
Yeah. So I delete Instagram from my phone. That way it's just not a constant distraction. And when I get home later tonight, if I'm going to pull up Instagram.com on my laptop, I can do so that way.
And I think that's a great idea because I do have that addiction to Instagram, although I will say I've used it for planning and documenting hiking trips. And Ranj, I realized this past weekend, that I'm living a lie. I had said, when inevitably I lose this job or quit this job or get fired, I'm getting a flip phone. I can't do this. Well, not only that, I can't get a flip phone. Tickets to baseball games, hockey games, concerts, airlines, everything's on your phone. I wouldn't know. I guess you can print out your boarding pass at the airport. I don't know how you get paper Cardinals tickets.
Well, I don't even think that you can. Yeah, you'd
can
have to
you?
Print them out. But I don't think that you can get a the old school flip phone, like the one that doesn't have internet access.
I don't think you can. And then also,
like with the gray screen and the black letters, and that's all you get. I don't think they make those anymore.
I don't think so either. And again, like with hiking, I use All Trails, which is an app which has a GPS feature. I'm not gifted directionally. I need a map, and I use the GPS and the map when it shows me I'm off course on the trail. So there are so many practical uses of smartphones that, yes, I'm stuck with my smartphone because of, like, whether it's airline tickets or baseball tickets. I don't have maybe the energy of what it would take to remove myself completely from the smartphone world. But doing something like what Matt did, deleting Instagram off your phone, could help. And at least, at the very bare minimum, tell kids they can't use their phones during math class. We can do that.
Yeah, and I know that there are parents and even students who are worried about emergencies, which is a completely valid concern, especially with the way we live now in the last 20 years, where school shootings are a thing. It's just a thing we live with now, and kids are doing school shooting drills, which is not a thing I ever had to deal with growing up. So I understand that concern, but you don't have to have it on you all the time in order to access it if there is an emergency. You could still have them in the classroom. They could still be there locked up or whatever, or you just go up and get it if there's a problem, right? It's not like you're going to be completely unreachable. And if it's a thing where you're a parent and you're concerned about being able to reach your son or daughter, what's wrong with the old school way? Call the office, say, hey, I need my son. There's an emergency. And then they come down the hallway and they get you out of class. That works. It's worked forever. It can work now, too. Let us know what you think. Maybe you disagree with this, or if you like what Parkway School District is doing, let us know and let us know why. 314-436-7900. You can text or call that number or leave a message on the Odyssey app. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and Amy on KMOX 104.1 FM. We're going to talk to Corporal Barry Bales with the St. Charles County Police Department about a presentation they are doing for seniors and cybersecurity. It's super important because there are a lot of scams that are happening now, and seniors can be susceptible to them. So we're going to talk to him about that seminar happening tonight. But right now, we are talking to you about the cell phone ban that has been voted on and approved by the Parkway School District. And Luke is in Belleville, would like to check in on KMOX. Hello, Luke.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I just want to say my perspective on this, as someone that's only a few years removed from being in high school, whenever my kids eventually, whenever that is, are in school, I'd feel more comfortable with them having access to their phones in the event of an emergency, because even though you would like to be able to contact them through the school, through the office, you never really know what's going on. So I think it would be nice to have it just as a fallback, you know, last resort.
Luke, do you feel okay, though? Like, there weren't details in the story of exactly where the students' phones would be, because they're allowed to have them in passing periods in the hallway, in lunch, after school, which means that they're accessible pretty easily. So my guess is
probably like, in their bags.
In
or
their bags,
something.
Yeah. Their phones are just in their bags. They're not allowed to get them out.
It's something like that. Like if it's in the classroom, I think that that would be okay, as opposed to them being locked up in like an office somewhere or something like that. But I think as long as they can have them at least in the same classroom with them, I think that would be all right. So, I think it's just a matter of how they kind of execute it.
If it's like in a locker, you would not be okay with that?
Probably not, because, you know, in the event of a school shooting, you wouldn't want to go running out into the hallway trying to get to your locker to get to your phone.
What if there is like one designated phone and it's the teacher? Well, the teacher has a phone. I mean, would that make you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think these are all valid concerns, and that's, and Luke, appreciate the phone call. I think that is what most people will go to, that, man, if there's something terrible that happens, how am I going to reach my son or daughter? Or if you're the student, how are you going to dial out? How are you going to let somebody know that something terrible is going on? And I fully admit that I did not have to grow up like that. We did tornado and fire drills. We didn't do active shooter drills.
Well, I think, like we said, it sounds like the phones are going to be relatively available, because the kids, again, during passing periods, out after class, during lunch, they'll have access to their phones. So I don't see how even saying you just can't get your phone out of your bag during class, I don't see how that would be a problem, because it's accessible. It's still right there.
This texter from a 314 says, what happened back in the day when we didn't have cell phones? Well, parents called the office. Kids don't need their phones on them for emergencies, because they will use them for way more than that, like they do now. And appreciate the text. And that's what the concern about having phones in the classroom is that kids are not just using them for emergencies. They're using them constantly. They're looking at social media, or they're messaging friends or whatever. Hey, I would like to go back to the old school way of passing notes. Passing notes was fun.
Have you seen,
had to not get caught.
Speaking of being on social media, there was a reel on Instagram, which I'm assuming is from TikTok, and it's a woman who is a millennial, and she said, all right, we've got to bring back the art of passing notes. And
it's
she shows them how to fold, like the different really elaborate note folding techniques, and how you slide the note over. And what's funny is, I'm like, we should do that. Of course you should focus in class, but if you're not going to focus, at least put some effort into it.
But
know
here's
how
the thing,
to fold.
Here's the thing about passing a note. It takes some ingenuity.
It does.
So it takes problem solving.
Yeah.
To be able to make the note, to be able to fold it, the teacher doesn't see it, you wait for the right time, and then you slip it over to somebody else, or you throw it to them because you shape it like a football.
All about problem solving and ingenuity. And again, every school is going to do the cell phone ban differently. There, for some schools, like I mentioned, the school in California, where you put your phone in one of those lock bags that you use for like Chris Rock concerts or shows, right?
Jack White did it.
Jack White, where you have to put your phone in a lock bag and you have it with you, but you can't access it. Maybe with Parkway, and it'd be great. Maybe we talk to someone from Parkway next week about how are they going to enforce this rule? Who enforces it? Because you can't put it just on the individual teachers, because technically Parkway already has a no cell phone rule in the classroom. Most schools already have that, but because it's not enforced uniformly. It puts teachers in a really bad position where they're not only teaching a class, they're babysitting and they have to be the bad cop. So how will Parkway enforce this? How will they support teachers to enforce this? And is it that your phone needs to be in your bag? There's a lot to be said for out of sight, out of mind.
There are a lot of scams out there, whether it is a text message you might receive with a link or an email you might get, whatever it might be. And it is important to be on the lookout, because they're getting to be more and more sophisticated. and people are getting scammed out of money, identity, and more. So we will talk to Corporal Barry Bales with the St. Charles County Police Department. They have a presentation for seniors that is happening tonight. We'll talk to the corporal next on 104.1 FM. It is the Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Tonight in St. Charles County at the St. Charles County Police Department, it is a cyber safety for seniors presentation that is happening, and it is hugely important that we do this now. And really, and there is no bad time to remind people of the dangers of cyber attacks and phishing attempts and all of that, and how to protect yourself or how to protect your parents if they may not be technologically inclined. So to talk about that with us is Corporal Barry Bales, who is a public information officer with the St. Charles County Police Department. Corporal, good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Well, we are happy to have you on because, as I said, there's really no bad time to remind people of this because you can, you know, get yourself into a situation where you feel comfortable and maybe you're careless and you accidentally click on a link or whatever. So let's talk first about what the presentation tonight is really going to be about.
Absolutely. So something that, you know, we've noticed, and actually it's been a trend for a while, is just a consistency of some of these scam calls. You know, online scams have been pretty common for a while, but, you know, there's times we see, you know, seasons and times when the calls come more often than not. We've been seeing a lot of them in the St. Charles County area, and I'm sure in the entire St. Louis metro area. And so we wanted to reach out and just, you know, make it available for a lot of, you know, our residents and community members. We post things constantly on our social media page, but we thought, you know, those people are probably aware, but what about the ones, like you said earlier, aren't as technologically savvy? They're not as aware, and they do get caught up in these things, especially because it's a phone call. And it's not online, and they sound sincere. Some of these scammers, they sound very professional, and they sound, you know, like they know what they're talking about. They have some personal information to a certain extent about you, and so we wanted to just basically arm folks with the knowledge and with just a sense of what to look for. You can't always tell, but there are some things that you can kind of key in on, and so we just wanted to be able to provide that information to members of the community.
What are some of those things that you can key on to recognize a scam?
Well, there's a couple of real simple ones. One is that no law enforcement agency, capital N-O, no law enforcement agency is going to call you on the phone and demand payment for a warrant through gift cards, Bitcoin, some type of Venmo, Cash App, or some type of other program. That's not going to happen. You know, so no law enforcement agency here in the St. Louis area, none that I'm aware of, I've been doing this 27 years, does that. Also, the high pressure tactic, you need to pay now, you need to do this now, there's no time to waste. Hey, we're going to be right at your door to get you. Listen, if there's a warrant for your arrest, we're already at your door to arrest you if it needs to happen, if it needs to, you know, take place. So, but these are things that, again, if you're either a little older, you're not as savvy, you're not as aware of these things, they can be very influential, very persuasive.
Do we know just how people are targeted these attacks? Because that's basically what they are, the phishing attacks or you know, trying to scam people out of their money. In order to do that, do we have any idea of just how often it is a senior that is targeted as opposed to somebody else? Like, are there numbers on that?
You know, statistically speaking, that would probably be really tough. We know that seniors are targeted. To get the percentage wise, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, to really, because sometimes if you don't become a victim, here's the difficult thing, you know, Chris, Amy, is a lot of these things are originating from somewhere outside the country many times. And so it's a very difficult crime when a person even does become a victim to be able to track down and investigate and get some type of resolution. A lot of our investigators, they'll get to a point, then they'll go, oh, okay, this is coming from somewhere in Europe, somewhere in Africa. This is coming from outside the continental U.S. And a lot of times it dies right there. Even when we reach out to law enforcement, sometimes some of the other nations, it's difficult to get cooperation. Sometimes some nations, if we can be honest, aren't the most cooperative, even if they're aware of this going on. So it's the reality of the situation, unfortunately. And if a person doesn't become a victim, like I said, we've gotten numerous calls on a daily basis. I have officers telling me that they get calls about it and ask us to post things on social media from people who got the call, but they didn't fall for it, thankfully. They didn't, you know, give into it. They go, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right, or, you know, I don't think so, whatever it is, something they just recognize. And so that's not something we document, and you don't have you have a non-crime, so you don't really have something to investigate either. And again, like I said, it's very, very difficult to follow up on these things.
So what is your, I'm assuming that there's a lot of cooperation with the FBI on this, yes?
There is to a degree, but, you know, the FBI also, they end up focusing on things that are of a larger scale, you know, threats, you know, to the nation and, you know, human trafficking issues, things that are international or things that maybe are on the cyber side, but they're a little different because these are local crimes that take place. And even the FBI doesn't have all the resources to help us and assist in some of these things. And again, they're not getting any more cooperation from a lot of these nations either. So it's, like I said, you know, they're a great resource. We can reach out to them. Sometimes even state agencies, the Attorney General's office at times. But again, if it's outside the state or outside the nation, it's a very, very difficult thing.
Yeah, and Corporal Bales, if people are listening and thinking that, well, this would be easy to recognize a scam about, like you said, whether it has to do with something to do with court or bail or someone in jail, it's so tricky. I had a good friend who their child was away at college, and one of these scammers called with an insane amount of accurate detail about their child, saying this is what was going on. They needed the money paid for bail. They described the child, said, we know this is really unusual for this person. Like, we're talking detail about personality, even the caller ID number on the phone was identified as that child's university. It was such an insanely deceptive scam. So this, it's not always obvious.
No. And this isn't, again, this isn't just some fly-by-night operation, so to speak. These people who are doing these things are very savvy. They're far more savvy than the people that they're reaching out to, that they're trying to exploit. And the tragedy or the sad thing is that there are more scams popping up on a regular basis than we can keep track of. Whether they're on the phone or on calls or online or text ones. My wife got the one about your car has a toll that needs to be paid. It didn't get paid. It went through it without paying the toll. That's the one that's popped up kind of recently. You know, there's so many to keep track of. Like, well, where'd this one come from? It's very, and they can seem very official. Like you said, the information, the person, hey, they have to know. This has to be legitimate. And if you're talking to somebody, again, who either in the moment, there's a sense of urgency, hey, this has to be taken care of now. You know, they feel, okay, I don't want to take a chance. What if it is real? What if it is? And that's part of what they prey on, the sense of urgency, you know, that you're going to get emotionally responsive to it. You're going to get emotionally involved, and then you're not thinking as clearly, as accurately, as logically, and they get you.
A couple of years ago, I got a phone call, and I let it go to voicemail, and I listened to it later, and they said that I had back taxes that I needed to pay. And if I didn't do it, and their exact words were they were going to call the cops. So that in an official
Which
capacity.
Is so funny.
Yeah, you normally don't say I'm calling the cops. Is that's correct, right?
Well, you know, Chris, you know, this has come a long way from that email scam we used to all get from the Nigerian prince who has millions of dollars. And hey, you know what? I want to help you out, even though I don't know you. Yeah, we've come a long way since then. I mean, those things are there still. The online things, the links you have to check to make sure people just click, oh, let me respond. Let me, you know, it's the Amazon one, the Google one, whatever it is. But like I said, because you're dealing and targeting with seniors a lot, again, seniors sometimes they recognize they're not as comfortable with technology, possibly in some aspect, and they don't know as much. So they feel more comfortable on the phone. And then again, it's a calm voice. It's a persuasive voice. They sounded so believable. They sounded so reasonable. And, you know, sometimes people say, I just didn't imagine it would be me, you know, but there's people like that, that happened to every day that didn't believe it was going to be them. And so awareness, and just an abundance of caution, you know, again, like I said, slow it down, you know, just think sometimes it's hard in that moment, but their whole thing is like a high pressure sales tactic is what it is. Hey, this deal right now, it's not going to be here forever. Let me get my manager on for you. You know what? If you don't take advantage of it now, I'd hate to see you miss out on it. It's the high pressure sales tactic that they don't want to take a chance on getting you off the line because you might think about it. You might talk to someone about it, and then they've missed the opportunity. We actually had one of our lieutenants, his neighbor, received a call like this, high pressure, and he kind of paused a little bit, said, well, let me call you back. He told our lieutenant got the information, the phone number, called this number from our police department, from his office phone, and the guy was pushing it. He said, well, you know, I'm the real police. I'd love to meet you. And this guy was still adamant. He was still pushing the game till he realized, oh, no, this is the real police. The jig is up. And then he hung up. But again, like I said, they can be very, very persuasive in this. And so that's why we want to get the word out. That's why we want to do this presentation in person. Sometimes that's better and easier for people to absorb the information they need. We're keeping it very simple, very basic, but just to increase their awareness. And we want people to, you know, come themselves, bring a friend, get the word out, because we all benefit, right? Each person keeps their home safe and helps keep their neighbors home safe, the whole neighborhood becomes safer.
This will be at the St. Charles County Police Department tonight at 6. It goes from 6 until 7 in O'Fallon, Missouri. So if people are interested, they can just come to it. Real quick, I have a question about artificial intelligence, because they're able to recreate somebody's voice pretty easily. How do you guard against that? Because if you get a phone call and it sounds like your nephew or your niece or your son or whatever, you think, oh gosh, they're in trouble, so I need to send money. How do you help protect people against that?
Again, that's and it's a difficult one, but it's the same steps to a degree, because they'll even record their nephew, niece's, child's voice, like you said, with AI and technology, and do these things. And then sometimes they know that that person is unreachable. That person, that young person, is posted that they're traveling, right? Hey, I'm getting on the plane now. So they won't be reachable for 12 hours. So somebody sees that, hey, I could, you know, they won't be able to confirm this. So, you know, again, it's a challenge. The best thing to do is, again, in abundance of caution. And when you're like, okay, I can't reach my loved one to confirm this, let me call the police department. Let me do, and again, you, sometimes you just have to, say, I've got to side one way or the other. Yeah. Let me err on the side of caution and reasonableness and hope for the best. Again, there's no formula. There's no absolute foolproof thing, right? But if you have some idea, well, I didn't know my nephew was going to be going down to that country or flying or being in that place. Some of those things. And so, like I said, it's they're coming up with more scams and more tactics and things than we can even keep track of. We hear about them after they're already being employed, and by then they're already spreading.
I know we're short on time, but Ranj, I think you've done this with family members, and that is have a code word or a safe word where if it's your mom's voice, your daughter's voice, your son's voice, hey, I need some money, or I need my passport number. You ask for that code word, and because the AI wouldn't be able to know your special code word with your family member.
Yeah, my mother, even on our last visit, you know, had said, hey, let's talk, let's have this, you know, down, and came up with that same type of strategy. So having a plan, it's similar to having, right, a fire escape plan in your home. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, where would we meet if we had an emergency? What would be the steps in an emergency? And, you know, and making that plan in advance of the emergency. Those are all things that, again, there's no formula. There's no foolproof 100% way to try and work against it. But to have a plan in advance definitely helps.
Let's we have a question. Somebody who is watching on YouTube wants to know if you will be posting the seminar, the presentation, later if people cannot go, if it's a visual thing.
We are planning on trying to record it. We hope technology works in our favor. But we're planning on recording it and then being able to share that possibly to our social media. And if need be, if we get a very good response, we may have to do this again. We may, you know, put some more together of these presentations to make them available for people in the community, because there's a lot of people, they want to come and they want to be present. They want to ask questions, but we do want to put that out there and make that available.
All right, 6 o'clock tonight. It goes until 7 at the St. Charles County Police Department, the cybercrime unit at the St. Charles County Police Department. They will be conducting this seminar tonight. Corporal Barry Bales, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amy. We really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
It's Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ronji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ronj, Home Alone director Chris Columbus was interviewed by the San Francisco Chronicle, and he said that he wishes he could remove the Donald Trump cameo in Home Alone 2 Lost in New York from 1992. He said, quote, "It's become this curse. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone." Then he added, "I can't cut it. If I cut it, I'll probably be sent out of the country. I'll be considered sort of not fit to live in the United States, so I'll have to go back to Italy or something," end quote. And here's how I feel about it. Leave it in. It was in. It's a product of its time, like every other movie. It's 1992. I mean, you could argue that it's more problematic having O.J. Simpson in the Naked Gun movies. Yeah, that's more problematic. I think it's funny. It feels random. It also, I think, shows, you know, where he was.
Yeah.
He was just a guy, a celebrity, a businessman.
He was a celebrity.
He owned the Plaza Hotel. I think it's silly to take it out. He's not going I just think it's silly.
It sounds like the producers of The Apprentice feel way more guilt because they sort of rehabilitated his image with that show and built him into this person that he really wasn't. There was just a producer talking about this a couple of days ago, somebody on that show. So, yeah, I'm...
Leave it in.
Leave it. You know how I feel about stuff that's already been done.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are some things that are problematic. Like we talked about the Holiday Inn, that movie where I hadn't seen it ever. And then for the first time, I watched it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, blackface. Wow.
I
didn't know they had a whole scene with everybody in blackface. That was something.
Because that's the movie where everyone thinks the song White Christmas is from White Christmas. It's actually from Holiday Inn. They made White Christmas later.
Amy, did you see that, and you will not believe this, Fyre Festival 2 has been postponed.
Oh.
Remember how the old Fyre Festival, which was supposed to take place years ago, and it turned out Billy McFarland, who was the guy behind it, is a total scam artist.
Yeah.
And screwed all of these people out of this money. It was supposed to be like a music festival on this island. People got stranded on the island. There was no water. It was a complete disaster. And this idiot has tried to do it again. Well, after that 2017 disaster of a festival, it was supposed to take place in Mexico, this new one, from May 30th until June 2nd. Tickets starting at $1,400. Well, a message was sent out to all the ticket holders that the event has been postponed and a new date will be announced. We have issued you a refund. So at least there's that. But I'm stunned to find out this guy couldn't pull this off again.
You kind of feel like...
And if you bought tickets, you're an idiot.
Yes, you kind of deserve whatever misfortune happens.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the Fyre Festival and it's the same guy.
This guy should have been in our Tournament of Negligence, and he should have been the king. I don't know how we didn't include him.
I don't think he's negligent. I think he's purposely, like, I think he's
working
purposely
hard
an idiot.
At being a scam artist.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what a stupid, stupid thing. I cannot believe.
I think you're
believe.
Negligent if you bought the tickets.
Yes. Like, who
What are you doing?
Yeah. Why would you say, oh, Fyre Festival 2? The first one went great. Let's do this one.
I believe you this time.
This guy in charge of Lou Fest 2? That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We'll talk some Cardinals baseball because Lars Nootbaar did it yesterday. Man, big hit for him. Matt Pauly joins us. He is the host of Sports Open Line. He's with us next.